We're doing Dov's Minute on Parshat Beshalach. At the end of the parsha, we have the war with Amalek. Hashem says the war with Amalek will last forever, until the end of time. Ki yad al keis ka milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek. Till the hand is on the throne of Hashem, there's a war with Amalek. So Chazal tell us, yad al keis ka, a hand is the Jewish king. Until the time there's a Jewish king on the throne, there's a war with Amalek. One of the first mitzvot the Jewish king has is to wage war with Amalek. That's interpretation number one. Interpretation number two, ki yad al keis ka, Amalek is holding their hand onto the throne. So long as Amalek exists, so long as the enemies of Hashem are around, you can't see Hashem's throne so clearly. You don't feel like Hashem is king. You feel like there are so many forces out there that are fighting him, and they seem to have a handle on things. So that's the second interpretation. The third interpretation is ki yad al keis ka. The throne of Hashem is Jerusalem. The Rosh writes, for eternity until Mashiach comes, the nations will challenge us for Jerusalem. Jerusalem will remain the center fight, and it can be the Crusades or it could be modern day history. The nations will always fight us around the throne of Hashem, which is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim represents the source of all the goodness that we're supposed to bring to the world, and that's why the nations, led by Amalek, are always fighting us over that point. Why does that interest them? Because it's the throne of Hashem. It's the as we saw, Zekeli Vanveyu. Our mission, once we've left Egypt, is to create a house for Hashem, and that is the throne. That's why they're constantly challenging us over that.